Skype, and we're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-855-450-FREE. You can, of course, take control and bring up whatever you want. We're going to go right into your phone calls in the last hour, though. Just wanted to bring you up to speed if you're just tuning in. We talked about extraordinary rendition and something like 22, 23 people, all of whom work for the CIA. I think all but one person works for the CIA. They've been found guilty in an international court in Italy. They are being sentenced to 7 years in prison for their role in kidnapping people from the streets and taking them and putting them in prisons in foreign countries where they are then allegedly tortured. So whether you want to talk about rendition and your thoughts on that, or you want to bring up anything that you want, you can. We also discussed the issue of this claim to redress of grievances, which doesn't actually exist. The Supreme Court made it pretty clear that the government's under no obligation whatsoever to redress your grievances, in the same way that the Supreme Court has also ruled over and over again that the government is in no obligation whatsoever to provide you with any services at all. So not only are they under no obligation to redress your grievance, but they are also under no obligation to come to your house when you call the police. They're under no obligation to keep you safe. They're under no obligation to provide you with A, B, or C service. It doesn't matter. If they do it, it's just because they feel like it, not because they have to.
It's not because they feel like it. It's to justify their behavior.
Justify their existence.
Justify their existence, I should say. There was actually a case, and the most recent case, I believe, showing the Supreme Court ruled upon that they had no obligation to protect is, I think it was three women were being held for a course of 24 hours.
That's an old case. That's not that recent. There have been more recent cases, okay, but they were raped and murdered over a long period of time, and the police never came.
They were called multiple times, and they never came, and they never responded to the 911 call. And one might ask, why do I pay taxes if, when I call for the police, they don't come?
You pay taxes because they will come if you don't pay.
Right.
They'll come to your house and take you.
One thing you can believe for sure is they may not show up to your neighborhood if you have a bad neighborhood or whatever, but they'll certainly come if you don't pay your taxes.
Let's go to Brian. He's listening to WNIS in Newport News, Virginia. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to know why presidential election that our votes are being counted out of this country, that Spain is actually going to be counting our votes.
Yeah, somebody called about this the other day, and that was it the Diebold company? It's electronic voting, right?
Yes, it's a company. We understand that Spain is a socialist country.
Well, so is this country.
Well, not really. Not yet.
Define socialism.
I'm still walking around.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, socialism is the government ownership of the means of production. And since the means of production ultimately comes down to land and people, and the government claims your labor as a taxable item and your land as a taxable item, I would claim that the government claims the land and the people as their own, as an owner. They own it if they are able to tax it. So therefore, that government, the United States government, is a socialist government.
That being said, it's getting, Lenin said it doesn't matter who votes.
Just who counts.
This is out of Russia.
Now, the original source for this story is questionable. It's a CNN iReport is where it is found. If you look for this voting, votes being counted in Spain claim, there's the Idaho Statesman that is saying that their Secretary of State is debunking this claim that the federal government has transferred authority to count 2012's ballots to a Spanish company. Said he was questioned about the rumor last week at a Republican breakfast and responded with a joke. He said, I just chuckled and said, well, the Basques have been counting him for years, ever since Pete came in, referring to fellow Basque and predecessor Pete Sinisterra, Idaho's chief election official from 1967 to 2002. So he's saying that this is just nonsense. It's not true.
Oh, okay. Well, the thing about it is, like Lennon said, It doesn't matter who votes. It matters who
sure.
counts.
And what does it matter whether the machine counting the votes is in Idaho or in Spain? Either way, it's a program on a computer that can, you know, be manipulated, and evidence has shown that there are backdoors and things like this in many of these electronic voting setups. So there's always that possibility that somebody could tinker around.
Even if election is fair and honest and just, that doesn't mean you're going to get a good politician in there.
No doubt. Brian, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate your thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. A different Brian is on the line also listening to WNIS in Virginia. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how are you tonight?
This one's in Norfolk. Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I really enjoy your show, and I like a lot of your points, and I agree with them.
Basically, go ahead with your thoughts.
Thanks. We had a caller earlier concerning child pedophiles in the Philippines. The time frame he was mentioning, I was stationed there in the Philippines. As a matter of fact, I go back and forth to the Philippines now because I'm a merchant seaman. And basically, he's painting a picture like, oh, we looked the other way about this, you know, child pedophiles and all that. When I was a military police walking the beat out there in Longapo City, which made Thailand look sick in the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that's not true. If there was any kind of indiscretion with even little kids or whatever, even the of adult age people, believe you me, they would have been a round turn taken on that. So in other words, it was clean and orderly, nothing like that other caller was trying
to
make.
So why did the base get shut down?
Yeah, they shut it down in 92, but I don't think it was because of that. I think there was just simply the base was just, you know, the political things at the time after Marcos mm-hmm. fell and Aquino was in office and their Congress over there, you know, had...
What about riots?
Yes.
Did riots occur?
Yeah, I was there in 85. We had a Wildcat strike, which we got decorated for it. It was about a week when it shut down. Yeah. It was right...
You were decorated for a Wildcat strike? What is a Wildcat strike?
Basically, they did things without any kind of authorization. They just pretty much, you know, the people power thing from was being generated. So
okay, I thought there was a wildcat on the base. Somebody captured it or something.
No, that was a political term. I'm sorry.
I don't know all the military's lingo, so that's why I asked what it was. All right, you basically said this guy that called in the last hour is full of it, and he was suggesting there was all this, child prostitution going on around the military base, and the military was looking the other way.
Was there prostitution going on? Surely that was going on, right?
Oh, of course it was, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Just a matter of fact, if you go in Manila, I was there 3 months ago, you go there now, it's just the same thing. I mean, as far as the U.S., all I can say in a military police standpoint, that is not the case. If there was any indiscretion, something like that, believe me, even with the U.S. Air Force, which is much stricter, down in Clark Air Base, you know, which is over on the other side, about 40 miles away, they were even more stricter. And, I think what it is, I retired from the Navy, you know. And so I could say with my experience that if there was anything like that, the reason probably why his command got upset was he probably jumped the gun. He didn't give them a chance to work on it. And, of course, if you just run to your congressman without giving your chain of command
he's complaining about it now. He's, like, still writing letters today, 20 years later, complaining about this this situation. Maybe he was writing them back then, too, but the reason he'd called about it tonight was he'd gotten a blow-off letter from Congress. But I don't think he's going to get anywhere with his complaints, and I appreciate your perspective on the story. Thanks for calling in and sharing that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Oh, no. I just wanted to sort of, like, make it as a record straight. You know,
I appreciate that.
Even back then.
You were there, and I appreciate the expertise, and thank you for the call tonight. So, which guy do you believe? The guy originally that had made the claims, and this guy says, no way.
I tend to believe that there was prostitution going on, mm-hmm. and I'll bet you some of those prostitutes were under the age of 18. However,
I bet you some military guys took advantage of the prostitutes. Whether it was under 18 or not, I don't know.
Well,
they may not have known either.
Sadly, prostitutes work in the sort of gray market, and they often will get taken advantage of because they can't go to the law, so they can't be protected in the way that other businesses can be protected. But I can't imagine for a second the military police officers would allow 12-year-old girls girls, to be prostituted against their will in some kind of, near the military base.
There's more to
know about it.
855-450-FREE, SACL CAI, toll-free line. You take control. Bring us anything you want for Talk Live.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You ever find yourself not even wanting to ask people questions about their life or what they're doing because you don't want to take the time to really listen to their answer? I know that sounds terrible and cold-hearted, but if we're honest and admit it, we probably all feel that way at times. We can all get so caught up in what we're doing in our daily lives that we miss opportunities to listen to and love others every day. Words are powerful. We should all make a commitment to use our words to love people and build them up. But don't forget that we must first learn to truly listen. God has given us the ability to help other people. He has given us words, and if we use them properly, they can be life-changing. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number tonight for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. That toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and, well, you don't want to do the accounts receivable end of that business because, well, you got into your business to do whatever it was and not paperwork. SACL CAI can handle that for you, and they can handle it in a way that respects you and your customer. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one at the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com, SACL CAI.
All right, let's continue here. Tom is on the line in Norfolk. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNIS. Hey, Tom.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, sir.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I just got one thing to say. I can't debate it or anything, but the U.S. government doesn't accept Yammer Asian children left behind in the Philippines as U.S. citizens.
Okay.
They don't accept the children of the military men that have impregnated people in the Philippines, is what you're saying?
Yes, sir. And there's been specials on national public, public television about it. You know, it's open to American people, and nobody seems to accept it, that there are children over there, and they're living a horrible life. And they were, and the fathers didn't accept the children, and they're living in poor conditions in the Philippines, and the United States government refuses to accept them as children.
That's terrible. Now let me ask you this: so if there's a military base over there, shouldn't there be some kind of relations between the two countries where the mother of these where the mothers are able to, you know, demand some kind of payment from these basically these deadbeat dads, right?
Right.
You know, I don't know that you and I have any responsibility.
Half of them probably have no idea who their father is.
Maybe.
You know, it's certainly like a possibility.
Unless the baby comes out white.
Well, they could very well have, you know, had more than one, you know, partner in a short period of time.
They certainly could.
Sure.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from, man. That is,
but they are American citizens if they were fathered by an American.
Is that so? I mean, I don't know how the American citizenship thing works. But if I were over, if I were in Germany, where they, you know, the largest percentage of the population is probably white. I don't know. I haven't checked the, the statistics over there. And I fathered a child just with, you know, some gal in Germany. Then would that child have dual citizenship?
I believe so. But,
okay, well, none of us are experts on this particular topic, but either way, you know, if what you're saying is true, and that is that these, you know, children of these military members are being prevented from becoming citizens, I think that's sad. I mean, because I think that more people should come here. People that want a better life for themselves, if they can escape where they currently are, should be able to come here and make a better life for themselves. I mean, that's
why I don't think that anybody is. I don't think you and I have any responsibilities as taxpaying citizens to anybody. Anybody,
no,
frankly,
not.
Whether they were born a U.S. citizen or not.
Tom, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. Let's go to Robert, listening to KMED out in Medford, Oregon. Hey, Robert.
Hello there. Yeah, hey. I just wanted to make a couple of comments.
Sure.
I appreciate your show there. One thing I wanted to bring up is the extraordinary rendition, you know, the avenues you have to try and go through that process at this point now is through the politicians and how much money you have to... No, if you want to have any kind of influence on the government as far as all that's said and done. But on the other hand, one thing I wanted to bring up, though, is the fact that people that have money in the bank and they keep printing $30 billion every month because they can't get money from China or borrow money or we're too far in debt to borrow money now, so they're just going to print it. And so they're printing $30 billion a month.
$40 billion.
It's 40.
Turn on the presses.
Yeah.
Blow up the balloons. It's a party.
Yeah, what they're doing is they're buying distressed mortgage-backed securities, which means garbage. You know, if you can imagine that the United States, the Federal Reserve, which is a group of private banks that sort of works for the United States government in issuing currency, was, you know, issuing more currency in order to be able to buy mortgage-backed securities, which are, you know, that may or may not be things that are already foreclosed on, just garbage investments that nobody in their right mind would want to buy. I mean, people make such a big deal about the government paying too much for ashtrays, toilet seats, or hammers, but when it pays, for some reason or another, it doesn't make any bit of difference if the Federal Reserve pays way too much for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's bullcrap investments.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, interesting. The real estate is it's just another way to funnel money is into different corporations or different entities.
Sure.
A lot of that money, it'd be interesting. You know, like follow the money. That'd be interesting to be able to get to the some of that money they don't want to talk about, like Fort Knox, they won't even reveal how much gold is in there. That was denied many years ago.
Yeah, if there is any gold in Fort Knox. I mean, how would anyone know?
Well, however much, if there is any gold in Fort Knox, it sure as hell isn't going to meet the national debt.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah, so that, you know, it's kind of interesting to think how they can have that power. Why isn't our government responsible for this? They call it the Federal Reserve, but our government is not responsible. That's just like another hidden agenda.
You know, even if the government did run the Federal Reserve, it wouldn't matter anyway because it's still a monopoly currency that is fiat.
It would matter in the sense that, you know, currently the Federal Reserve is able to buoy the value of the dollar by buying all of, you know, more than 75% of the United States debt is going to the Federal Reserve. It's the lender of last resort.
That's right.
But at this point, they're the only resort because China won't buy anymore. And
I've heard that China has China just started their own Federal Reserve. Somebody maybe can correct me if I'm wrong, but I just heard that China just assembled a Federal Reserve in fashion just like ours, and they're getting ready to buy up our banks. And selling off our banks.
I'm confused. Why would China have already had a central previously? So how is this different?
Well, I just got wind of China starting to use their Federal Reserve to kind of like we've done with ours in such a way where they, of course, they've done that in the past too. You know, China had a problem when they printed money and then it collapsed on them. But somebody could educate me on that China's Federal Reserve, because it sounds like that's going to be another stabilizing power, especially if they're selling off the banks from America off to China. That'd be one thing to
see. I think it's certainly possible that Chinese companies could be purchasing American banks, but you know, to suggest that China is going to start a Federal Reserve is confusing.
I think that if China is willing to buy anything, it would be a reason to celebrate if China was willing to buy any of the United States government's assets. You know, at this point, they're so distressed that China isn't buying them anymore.
Mm.
This is the Saturday Night Live is making jokes about the United States owing a huge amount of money to China, and there's no doubt that it does, but it owes significantly more to the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve its charter is that it has to buy this stuff. And so, you know, that's the real problem is that we're buying our own stuff, not that somebody else isn't willing to buy it. If you open a business and the only people that are willing to buy from you are your mom, you're going to go out of business.
Hey, Robert, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Kurt listening in Michigan. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Kurt, great. What's on your mind?
Well, this one actually goes to Mark. And I'd like to know, how does your philosophy of self-ownership coincide with your idea that you can actually own a person?
Hold that thought. We'll bring you back here in a moment, Kurt. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You think you can own people, Mark? Is that what he's suggesting?
Apparently, I do.
Free Talk Live.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by naturopath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Wherein you can take control of the airwaves. Same thing you can do every night of the week. We do it 7 nights a week, and we're live every single night. If we're not live on your local talk radio station, you can help us be live and contact them. If they don't air any Free Talk Live, ask real nicely. Talk to the program director and ask for some Free Talk Live. And if they air some Free Talk Live but not all 7 nights, then ask them nicely to take some more. It'd be great. You can go and get details on how to contact local radio stations at localfact.freetalklive.com. Local FAQ, as in frequently asked questions, localfact.freetalklive.com.
The fact is that legal documents are a fact of life, and LegalZoom.com has made it easy for you to get common legal documents that people trust. Yeah, and it's relatively inexpensive, too. I went over there and made my will. It was $50 or $60, something like that.
You can't even find one lawyer to work for that cheap.
Well, mine wasn't that complicated, but I'm sure they can handle more complicated wills. You can go to LegalZoom.com. The Fortune magazine calls them blessedly simple. And that when you go there, use coupon code FTL, save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right, so we're going to get back into your phone calls here. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Kurt is on the line. He's near Detroit. And, Kurt, you'd asked Mark a question. Can you recap that question for our audience just tuning in?
Sure. How does your philosophy of self-ownership coincide with your idea that you can own a person?
So I would say that I do believe that I own myself and that other people own themselves. I'm not sure that I believe
other,
that I can...
Okay, stipulate other than yourself. I apologize for that.
Right, right. There's nothing to apologize for. I certainly believe I own myself, and I believe that other people own themselves. But I don't believe that I attempt to own other people.
Well, on a previous Sunday show, you said something to the like of, a case can be made that you own your children. I'd like you to make that case, please.
Okay. So, you know, when it comes down to...
And you have a four-year-old son.
I have a four-year-old son, four and a half. And,
Kurt, do you have kids?
I have a stepson.
Okay.
He's 22, so, I mean, yeah.
Okay. Whatever ownership you might have had at him, you know, has diminished. And I'm only saying that this ownership sort of exists in a world of, you know, practicality as opposed to sort of reality. No one's given me a deed to my son. But he
can't go. Or to you, but you own yourself.
That's right. He can't go. He can't stay up as late as he wants. He has to take a bath at certain times. You know, he has to take a bath, whether in some cases, whether he wants to or not. He is not allowed to go out whenever he wants.
He's your little prisoner.
He is a cute little prisoner that gets lots of tickling and kisses.
Control is not ownership, though.
Okay, control
is
not ownership. It's a lot like ownership.
It's a pretty important factor, right? Like, if you own something, then being able to control it is pretty important.
But ownership is ultimate dominion, right? I mean, you can use, abuse, trade, sell, destroy. These are all things you can't do with your child. I mean, you may be I prefer the idea that you're the caretaker of their rights until they can...
I like that.
It's a nice way to say that effectively he is my slave. I mean, but, you know, you can... the fact
he's
is...
Not in, your, he's not your slave. You can't destroy him.
In antebellum South, it was murder to kill a slave. It was considered by the state a murder charge if you killed a slave. Now, you
he's
likely
not a good slave,
be,
though. I mean, he's not. You know,
no,
he can't
terrible.
Take any crops or feed the pigs or anything.
He's an awful little slave, but he's helping pick up sticks in the yard and he's learning how to do some things so that he can earn some money so he can get little X-Men action figures that he's very excited about. And, you know, I mean,
it's pretty harsh to call your son a slave, man. I mean,
I'm only saying that if you have a 12-year-old, you can make them go out and pull weeds in the yard.
He doesn't
what
have to.
The
he
person?
Can say no.
You can't. Yeah, you can't make them. I mean,
you can beat them corporally.
The most you could do, even in a free society, the most you could do would be able to retract your sustenance. Right.
That's true. In a free society, this is true, Kurt. I absolutely agree with you. I'm talking about today, and today I can tell my 12-year-old to go out in the yard and pick weeds, and if they don't, I can beat them.
Well, if you beat them, today, not in a free society, they can call the state and you'll end up in jail.
I can spank them with an open hand on their butt.
At 12?
I mean, it depends on where you are. Some police officers will call this. In Texas, a judge convicted a woman of spanking their child for child abuse, but many police officers will just turn around and walk away because it's not child abuse to spank your child. So, you know, I mean, it depends on the family and the
ownership has, again, corporal punishment aside, ownership has, you know, specific properties to it. Like to set
I'm only saying that the properties...
I could set fire to my car if I want, provided I'm not going to defraud my insurance company. No one should have anything to say about it.
I agree
but
that
if
they shouldn't, but
if
they
I do that to
more.
My child, on the other hand, I think there's a little bit of an issue there.
And in, you know, like I said, even under the laws of slavery as they existed 200 years ago, that would have been called murder.
Well, Mark, you and I had
nobody would dispute that slaves were owned in the antebellum South.
Well, hold on a second. You and I had a discussion about part of this topic on the way home today where we were going and visiting somebody. But we were talking about self-ownership on part of our ride. And I had suggested that ultimately... that, you know, you don't actually own yourself because the evidence shows that you're owned. The evidence shows that there's, you know, men and women out there calling themselves government that act like they own you. They tell you what to do and you do it. Generally.
And I say they don't.
And you said you don't. And you made an interesting point, and that is that because ultimately you choose to do as they say, that
that's
you
correct.
Could choose otherwise. Of course, then certain consequences would
come.
And
I decide.
But if that's true, then, Mark, then you can't say that the slaves were owned either.
I agree with you in that circumstance. But
they were traded. They were purchased.
Effectively owned. How's
that?
There were
other people exercising the rights of ownership, but they were doing so under ultimate coercion.
All
right. Right?
I'll stipulate, sir. Sir, I will stand your stipulation. It's ultimate ownership or effective ownership or whatever, however you want to, you know, whatever adjective you want to have attached to it.
You were your son's caretaker.
And
you're a wonderful one at that.
Because he should, because Jack, in an ideal world, that's your son, should be able to emancipate himself. Here in New Hampshire,
that would be pretty amazing.
It would be. But if Jack decided, and you know, he's getting older, he can converse very effectively, and you know, he's got his grandma, right? So if Jack decided that he wants his to live with grandma, and that he does not want to live with the two of you, and grandma agreed with that, Jack should be able to make that change. Jack should be able to initiate that change if grandma's willing to take him in. And of course, as children get older, they should be able to emancipate themselves at whatever age they want, which would be more accurate to call that situation a caretaker situation. Today, unfortunately, we have the state, which will take a child that does not want to be with parents and force them to be with the parents. So I love what you're coming up with there, Kurt, and I think it's much more accurate than slave driver.
If Jack wanted to walk out the door at 6, he should be able to. Now, a smart caretaker.
A.M. or P.M.? Because I can tell you, he's up at both times.
But, you know, at six years, he should be able to walk out the door if he wants. Now, a smart caretaker is going to walk behind him to make sure that he's, you know, that.
No, I like what Emberly said the other day to me, one of the activists up here in Keene, about what she did when her son pulled this stunt when he was about 2 or 3 years old or something like that. He was going to leave. He's getting out of here. And so she's like, okay, well, good luck out there. And she just let him walk out the front door. And, of course, he was back, you know, within instance. Like, it did not take – he didn't even make it down the driveway.
Well, you're at the window watching them. And if they get to the point where you think they're going to get out, you make sure you follow them. Because, you know, there is a point at which they're going to realize that they're not going to be able to handle it.
Yeah.
You know, getting to 12, 13, 14, I mean – Benjamin Franklin, you know, he polished off the most grueling apprenticeship that there was of the day in printing, and then went off to a curriculum that would choke a Yale graduate today, and he was 13.
That's the ages that people, you know, maintained adulthood at that time.
Kurt, interesting discussion. I thank you for making the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And maybe you'd like to talk about this issue of self-ownership. Do you actually own yourself? I think that I like your position, Mark, that we do actually own ourselves, because ultimately we get to choose what we decide to do with ourselves. But then again, as you said, in what was it that the term they used? Basically, in reality, you know, you are controlled by these other people.
Well, people attempt to control, and you can you know, abide by that control or not.
They can control your body, but they cannot control your mind. How about that?
Sounds accurate.
855-450-FREE. And if we have enough bodies in one place, then they can't control the bodies anymore. It's Free Talk Live.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on 5 of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in 5 delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free. This is the live Saturday edition, and the program is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we will share with you there. In fact, if you would like to support Free Talk Live, one of the things you can do is become an amplifier. It's only a few bucks a month, and you can help support Free Talk Live by going to amp.freetalklive.com. We'll take that money in and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board as well to expose new people to the ideas of freedom, which, you know, that's pretty important to me. If that's important to you as well and you think we're doing a good job of it here, then you can help us out. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll get perks too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, forum, and more. All of it there at amp.freetalklive.com. According to the Associated Press, there have been some insider attacks, as they are called, against the United States and allied troops by Afghan forces. They're an attempt, they say, the U.S. people, by the Taliban to drive a wedge between coalition and Afghan troops, according to a senior officer. But he said that while Western troops are now warier of Afghan partners, they are determined to avoid a full breakdown in trust. The Brigadier General from Australia, Roger Noble, the Deputy Alliance's Chief Operations Chief, acknowledged in a teleconference that the attacks, which have killed 51 coalition troops so far this year alone.
I love how the higher ups propose to speak for the troops.
Mm.
The troops are determined. Really? The troops are determined? Or the general is determined to make the troops do what he wants?
I think probably a lot of the troops want to go home. That's just my, you know, I'm just going out on a limb there, considering based on how many of them gave money to Ron Paul's campaign this year, how he got received more contributions from the troops than all of the other candidates, the Republican candidates combined.
And quite a bit more than Obama, too. So,
yeah,
you know,
that's an indicator there that a lot of the troops would rather not be there. I think they would, because if Ron Paul were elected, he'd bring them home. And so according to Becky Akers over at LouRockwell.com, this General Roger Noble laments in the article, "It's one thing to be killed in action by the insurgents. It's quite another to be shot in the back of the head at night by your friends." And she points out that sane people would consider such friends and shootings a clue that Afghanis don't appreciate U.S. and allied troops invading their country any more than the U.S. and its allies would welcome Afghani conquerors to theirs.
I'm sure that some people in Afghanistan think it's just fine that U.S. troops are there. Probably Karzai and his family. I know that Karzai's brother is a big drug dealer, according to the news, and actually has a predilection for young boys, and that I guess U.S. contractors actually supplied young boys to...
That's terrible.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, you're not familiar with the story? Oh, yes. This occurred. At least that's the claim by the news agency that reported it. So, you know, there's... contractors, U.S. contractors, which I'm sure that the Afghanis can't tell from military people, from the U.S. government. To them, they're all just Americans. You know, those people supplying young boys for, you know, pedophilia parties. This is a news story. You look it up. You don't believe me? Go ahead and take a look. Karzai's brother, of course, a big drug dealer, moving stuff, and the U.S. troops, I just saw a headline recently, have been told to leave him alone. He gets
stand down. We must continue the heroin output.
And, of course, U.S. troops guarding poppy fields. And there's, you know, no matter how many allied or how many attacks there are on allied forces here by Afghan police and other military organizations, it doesn't even hold a candle to the number of U.S. troops that are killing themselves over there. The suicide rate's incredible. And there's more there are more deaths from suicide over there than there are from battlefield deaths. So, you know, there's some kind of problem going on in the military, and it's a morale problem, and it may be this longest war in U.S. history that's being fought for. What is it? What is it? I don't know. But Petraeus was quoted in 2011 as saying that there's a lot of minerals in the soil over there. Maybe it's, you know, turning Afghanistan into another U.S. puppet state so that they can get...
Or maybe it's just a war for a war's sake, simply because the military-industrial complex needs to make money, and this is a big way for the, you know, the Federal Reserve, for instance, to funnel fresh cash into the U.S. economy.
Could be.
That's something. But let me continue here with what Becky Akers has to say about her analysis, because the article itself at the Washington Post and the Associated Press is basically just all about the military and what they're doing about this and what the politicians think. And, you know, this is terrible. The troops are upset about this. And you know, there's these people that are basically infiltrating. They're infiltrating agreement through the agreements they have with certain Afghani forces. They've infiltrated into that and they get close and they start killing the troops. Because they got on the inside.
Well, in fact, doing this only makes the United States occupation longer because, you know, the U.S. forces at this point want to turn over whatever they've got to the Afghanis. And so when they have things like this, it just slows the operation down.
All right. So she says that sane people would not consider these people friends and would want to leave. But we're dealing, she points out, with politicians and warriors, not sane people. The closest to sense these psychopaths come is suggesting an early, though not immediate, withdrawal, meaning, of course, a retreat from where no American or allied soldiers should have trespassed in the first place. The British Empire, she says, faced the same conundrum in the late 18th, or in the 18th century, rather, with its rebellious American colonies. His Majesty's Army had invaded New York City on September 15, 1776. Just 6 days later, on this date, 236 years ago, and this was written yesterday, a devastating fire destroyed a quarter of the place. And she points out that debate has raged ever since about the origins of this fire, but the British commanders at the time insisted that Americans, even some of them New Yorkers, had set it to deprive the Redcoats of their victory and comfortable quarters for the upcoming winter. "My lord," British General William Ho wrote into the Secretary of State safely at home in London, "between the 20th and 21st instant at midnight, a most horrid attempt was made by a number of wretches to burn the town of New York, in which they succeeded too well. Many were detected in the fact, and some killed upon the spot by the enraged troops in garrison, and had it not been for the exertion of various British brigades, the whole town must infallibly have been consumed, as the night was extremely windy." And, of course, you can read more about the Great Fire. Imagine, she says, battling people who so resent you that they will burn their own homes or join your unit just to kill you. Where is the soldier's conscience, or at least his instinct, for self-preservation?
In that circumstance?
Yeah. So that's what's going on right now. You've got, people invading the military surreptitiously and then turning on the people that are supposedly on their same side.
And they're not getting away with it.
You cannot win this war. What do you say? They're not going to
get away with it. You can't just, you know, you're not going to sign up to be an Afghani police officer so that you can get close enough to kill off 3 or 4 or 5 U.S. troops and then expect that you're going to slip into the night and go live a normal life after that.
Yeah.
You're going to go to prison if you're not dead.
Or be executed on the spot. Yeah.
Right. And this, so they're equivalents of suicide bombers.
Yeah, it's an interesting twist on the suicide bomber. Typically, the suicide bomber is taking on innocent people in, you know, various different public locations as kind of the traditional suicide bomber modus operandi. But in this case, it's a little bit more of a long-term infiltration that's going on.
Suicide bombers only exist in countries that are occupied. Mm-hmm. Only. That's, I suppose that there's probably some instance where that's not the truth, but the vast majority of suicide bombers occur in occupied countries. And that's the level of desperation that these people feel. Now, whatever the reason you think that the U.S. troops are there, I'd be interested. What's the mission? I just don't know what the mission is anymore.
You're asking that of the listener.
Anybody.
855-450-FREE. Yeah, well, that's a good question. What is the mission in Afghanistan? What is the end goal?
Is it to stabilize? Because I, personally, as a U.S. citizen who is forced to pay taxes for these wars, don't care if there's stability in Afghanistan. It doesn't matter to me.
Define stability.
Stability means putting in place a government that will keep down. Governments are basically armed gangs. And yep. They'll put in place a government that is strong enough to keep all other armed gangs down. Now, you can call your armed gang the Taliban, or you can call it the Afghani government, or you can call it whatever you want. But that's essentially what they are. They're able to keep whatever the other gangs are down.
So if you have an answer to the question about what is the purpose, what is the mission in Afghanistan, 855-450-FREE, because it cannot be won. I mean, if the purpose is to somehow defeat the enemy of terrorism, then that's not going to happen. As you pointed out earlier, Mark, the war on terror is a war against a nebulous concept that, of course, can always be redefined as some new group of people or individuals out there that is a boogeyman that's supposedly threatening everyone. So we know that's not going to happen. Is the mission to, you know, somehow crush the Taliban or crush the insurgents? You know, again, another nebulous group that you can't define by the colors that they wear, like in a traditional war. And, of course, the more people that you crush, the more insurgents you'll create. And the more creative they're going to get in ways to take you out, like with these inside attacks. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.